I'd like to read you a story which I heard a few months ago and I thought was really, really powerful. It's called The Starfish Story by a guy called Lauren Isley. One day, a man was walking along a beach when he noticed a boy picking something up and gently throwing it back into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them back, they'll die." "Son," the man said, "don't you realise that there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? You can't make a difference." After listening politely, the boy bent down, picked up another starfish and threw it back into the surf. Then, smiling at the man, he said, "It made a difference for that one." I think sometimes we can get overwhelmed by just how many people we know, and the thought of going out of our way for every single one of them is just too much. But this story reminds us that it is still so valuable to be kind to one or two people, because you can still make such a difference in each one of their lives. Initially, when we think about kindness, we think of the sort of person who is friendly, gentle, good-natured, and the sort of person who would just give up their seat on the bus for someone else. But when we think about it in terms of our role as Christians, there's much more to it. We're called to be encouragers and to use this to show people God's love. The Bible talks a lot about loving one another and being kind. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he lists the fruit of the Spirit, the attributes of a person who lives to follow Jesus. These are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I'm trying really hard to not sing that song right now. But yeah, obviously kindness itself is listed. But when you think about it, lots of these traits can be learned through being kind to one another. Being rude isn't going to bring most of us any joy or peace, but we can achieve this joy and peace through exactly the opposite, knowing that we have gone out of our way for someone else and shown them God's love. I read something once that kindness can be the secret tool of evangelism. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of evangelism, I think of someone who goes right up to other people with a Bible in hand to tell them all about God and the unending love that he has for us. While this is really great, to some of us, that sounds really scary, and if that's you, you're definitely not alone. But this doesn't mean we can't share the good news. Another really, really powerful and also simple way of sharing it is simply by being kind. By doing this, we can be a light for other people and inspire them to develop a deep and meaningful relationship with God and share that love around. One thing to note is that it is miles and miles easier to show our love to our family and friends than it is to show our love to those people that we struggle to get along with. I bet you've thought at some point, they weren't kind to me, so I'm not going to be kind back to them. But Jesus tells us that we should be kind to everybody, not just our friends. In the Sermon on the Mount, he says to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Not only is Jesus telling us not to dislike those we don't get on with, but he is telling us to actively pray for them and their relationship with God. Being kind to those who aren't kind back to us is hard, but when you think about it, it's a great reflection of God's relationship with humanity. God is nothing but loving to us, but we don't always reciprocate this love back. This just emphasises how important it is to be kind. Think about how amazing it feels to know that God has and always will love you, and try and reflect that into your own relationships with people. Think about how you can make someone feel by telling them that you will always be there for them, especially those that don't treat you very well. They could be going through a particularly dark time that you are unaware of, and by being kind to them, you can, like I said before, be a light to them and help them to know God's presence and his love. We can oppose other people's actions and choices, but we shouldn't do so in a way that doesn't model the forgiveness and love of God. Obviously, in some situations, this is much easier than in other times. When a friend makes a comment that frustrates us, it is so much easier to be kind to them than it is to be kind to someone that's really, really hurt us. It can be so tempting in these situations to go for an eye for an eye pathway because we don't think that they deserve our kindness. This is exactly the opposite of what Jesus tells us to do. We should go out of our way to show someone that we love them. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. It may take a lot of courage, but God's love covers everybody, so should ours. One thing that we need to be careful about when we're being kind is our intentions. Are we doing these acts solely because we want to please God and make other people happy, or are we doing them so we can get recognition and thanks from those receiving? Naturally, I think most of us have an instinct to think, what's in it for me? Especially when our act of kindness is big and sacrificial. But we're warned against this a few times in the Bible. In Luke, Jesus says to love your enemies, do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Essentially, we need to ensure that when we do good deeds, we aren't expecting to get anything in return. We should be kind to others simply because we want to glorify God, share his love, and just make other people happy. Now, I'm not saying that everything we do has to be completely anonymous. In fact, other people knowing that we are being kind can spark a conversation about why, as Christians in particular, we are called to be kind to one another, and that could lead to another person coming to know God. In Matthew, Jesus says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. He's saying that sometimes we can be public with our love and kindness to other people. By doing so, we can be a light and we can glorify God and inspire other people to work on a deep and meaningful relationship with him. We just have to be careful that we are genuinely doing it for the glory of God, not for the rewards that we'll get on earth. I read a quote on social media recently that put this in a really great way. It said, every selfless act of love is a declaration of faith. So let's be selfless in our love for other people. So, as you've probably noticed by now, the Bible talks a lot about why we should love other people and be kind to them. But how do we put that into practice? Obviously, I can't list every single way in which you can show someone kindness, because I would genuinely be standing here for years. But one type of kindness which I think is really powerful is random acts of kindness. Now, for those of you who aren't sure what I mean by this, a random act of kindness is when you do something nice for someone else, but not for a particular reason, more that you just want to show them that you care. So some things that you could do could be you could bake a cake or some cookies, or get some flowers and take them to someone's house, or if you're the sort of person who goes to drive-thrus quite a lot, why don't you pay for the person behind you? These things don't even have to cost anything at all. You could text someone or write them a letter telling them the things that you appreciate about them. Think about what we heard earlier about how people have been shown kindness recently and take some inspiration from them. These acts of kindness don't have to be big or expensive, but they can genuinely make such a difference to someone's day. One thing that we did as a youth recently was a secret non-Santa. We haven't actually thought of a better name for that, so definitely open to suggestions. But we all got given the name of one person in the group and we had to do something kind for them. We set a limit at £1, which meant that people had to get creative, but it was just a really nice thing to do because not only was it nice to give something to someone else, but it was really great to receive something that had a lot of thought and meaning behind it. So I would really encourage you to get together with a group of friends or your house group and do this together. It's a really nice way to get everybody involved and to make people smile. I think sometimes we can get in that thought pattern where we think that some people are just naturally encouragers, so we should leave all of the random acts of kindness to them. But we can and should all be nice to other people. There isn't one set way in which we can show our love to others. Some people are more creative, so they might want to make something for someone else. Some of us are less creative, so you might want to write something or you could help them in a practical way. Don't let yourself think that you don't have the right skills to be kind. We can all show our love in different ways. This is especially important in the current situation. So many people are struggling from loneliness and lack of contact. And as we come out of this lockdown, this is a huge opportunity for us to help people when they're at their lowest. Lives have been lost and altered, and as Christians, this is our time to stand up and show people kindness when they need it the most. I really want to encourage you today to do a random act of kindness, even if it's just sending someone a message to show them that you care. It can make such a difference to their day. Before we head over to Ethan for a time of prayer, I just wanted to share a quote by Bob Goff that basically sums up what I've been saying in 8 words. He says that we should love everybody always, not just some people, sometimes.